朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
末尔记下第一章。
Let's read together 2 Samuel chapter 1.
我们今天要读第一节到第十六节。
Today we'll read from verses 1 to 16.
天父，我们实在感谢你给我们机会可以相聚在你的脚前。
Heavenly Father, we truly thank you for giving us this opportunity to gather in front of your feet.
我们实在感谢你为我们预备了桌上的饼杯。
We truly thank you for preparing for us the bread and cup on the table.
这是何等丰盛的宴席。
What an abundant feast that is.
这是什么样的恩典。
And what kind of grace that is.
当我们一同吃喝享受你的时候
When we together eat and feast and enjoy you
但愿我们在你面前的敬拜感谢赞美也能够让你享受
May the worship, our praise and thanksgiving be your enjoyment as well
我们求你不只是借着饼杯对我们说话
We beseech you not to speak to us only just through the bread and the cup
我们恳切地求你借着圣经对我们说话。
We earnestly plead with you to speak to us through your Bible.
但愿圣灵能够把你自己的话向我们解开。
May the Holy Spirit may open up your words himself to us.
好让我们真的知道你的心意。
So that we may truly know your will.
求你帮助讲的和翻译的。
Please help the speaker and the translator.
让你自己在我们中间得荣耀
So that you yourself may be glorified amongst us
靠耶稣基督的名祷告
Through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ we pray
Amen 读圣经的人都知道
All the Bible readers know
撒母耳记上跟撒母耳记下其实是一卷书
First Samuel and Second Samuel they actually belong to one book
只是因为这卷书太长了
But just because this book is too long
所以编排圣经的人才把它分成两卷
So the people who is organizing them separate them into two books
其实不只是撒母耳记
In actuality, not just the book of Samuel
从创世纪开始一直到列王记下
From the Genesis to the Second Kings
其实都是在告诉我们耶和华神他怎么样跟他所拣选的以色列百姓打交道。
It's been telling us that the Lord Jehovah God has been trying to communicate and fellowship with his people.
撒母耳记下
Second Samuel
最主要的就是让我们知道
The most importantly is it wants us to know
以色列如何在应许之地立国。
The Israelites, how did they establish a nation through the land of promise?
这个不只是撒母耳、扫罗和大卫的故事。
Not just the story of Samuel, Saul, and David.
这不只是以色列百姓的故事。
Not just the story of the Israelite people.
这实在是说到神与他百姓中间的关系。
It's really talking about the relationship between God and his people.
我相信你们都注意到
And I believe that you all have noticed
撒母耳记上是以扫罗的死带下大卫作王
And the first Samuel actually has through the death of Saul bring on David as king
撒母耳记下是以大卫的死带下其他人作王
And second Samuel actually through the death of David brought up the other people as king
有人说
Some people said,
撒母耳记下的主题就是耶和华的主权建立大卫的王朝。
And 2 Samuel is actually through the sovereignty of God to bring on the kingdom of David.
也有人认为撒母耳记下的主题是脱离一切的苦难。
And some people also thought that the theme of 2 Samuel is actually to separate the sufferings.
Deliver us from all sufferings.因为大卫开始作王的时候
Because when David started to be king
在第四章第九节那里
in chapter 4, verses 9.
以及大卫最后作王到末了的时候。
And at the end, until David, at the end, when David was king.
那是记载在列王记上第一章二十九节的地方。
And it's actually recorded in 1 Kings chapter 1, verse 29.
大卫亲口说。
David in person said.
耶和华神救他脱离一切的苦难。
The Lord Jehovah God has delivered him from all sufferings.
无论我们接受哪一个主题。
Regardless whether which theme that we accept.
当你读撒母耳记下的时候。
When you read 2 Samuel.
你很清楚地看到撒母耳记下有三个段落。
And you very clearly see that 2 Samuel has three divisions.
第一章到第八章
From chapters 1 to 8
是一个在神心意里面的人
It's one who lives in the will of God
九章到二十章
From verse, chapter 9 to 20
是一个在神管教下的仆人
It's a servant who lives under the discipline of God
二十一章到二十四章
Chapter 21 to 24
是一个在神手中的国度
It's a kingdom in the hands of God
我们从现在开始
Starting from now,
我们要来看撒母耳记下的第一章
We will read the first chapter of 2 Samuel
如果你还记得撒母耳记上最后结束的时候
If you still remember the end of chapter of 1 Samuel
那里讲到扫罗怎么死的
There it talked about how Saul died
那里也讲到大卫他们曾经经过一个多么可怕的事情。
They also talked about David, how they have gone through such a horrible event.
因为当他们脱离了
Because,
腓力士王给他们的要求。
Because when they separate, deliver themselves from the demand of the king of Philistine,
欢欢喜喜地回到喜格拉。
Joyfully they returned to Ziklag.
却发现老婆、孩子、财产全没了。
But discover that their wives, children, and their properties are all gone.
是神奇妙的带领。
It's through the amazing leading of God.
他们好不容易把没有的都找回来了。
Through all difficulties that they were able to took back all the things that they lost.
这就是撒母耳记下第一章第一节所说的话。
And this is what the first verse of 2 Samuel chapter 1 talked about.
扫罗死了。
Saul had died.
那是讲到说31章讲到扫罗和他的儿子怎么死的。
And because in chapter 31 of 1 Samuel talk about how Saul and his sons died.
大卫击杀亚玛利人回来在喜格拉住了两天。
And David had killed the Amalekites and came back and lived there in Ziklag for 2 days.
你可以想象
You can imagine
大卫和跟随他的人他们的心情这几天那真是叫做 roller coaster
And David and his followers through their heart condition must be like a roller coaster
一下哇好高兴啊上帝让我们不用去打仗了
For one moment they are so happy because God does not ask us to go and fight anymore
一下老婆孩子全没了
And the next moment the wives and children are gone
啊一下又好高兴啊又把他们都救回来了
But then the next moment they are so happy because they have saved them all
累不累啊
Aren't you tired just because of that?
但是不要忘记
But don't forget
这些人心中还有一块大石头
There is still a heavy rock in their heart
他们知不知道腓力士人要去跟谁打仗
Do you know who the Philistines are going to fight?
知道不知道
Do they know?
知道跟扫罗打仗啊
They know because they're going to fight with Saul
那我请问你
Then let me ask you
哎，他们希望腓力士人赢还是输啊
Do they hope that the Philistine will win or will they lose?
啊两难啊、
哦、It's too difficult It's like a
是不是啊
The dilemma, yes.
因为如果以色列人输了
Because if the Israelite had lost,
以色列是他们的国家。
Israel is their nation.
有多少人会很惨的？
Many people will suffer.
但是如果扫罗赢了呢？
However, if Saul won,
那就表示说他们逃亡的日子还没完没了。
That will mean that the days of their running will still be endless.
所以他们那个心上个大石头，他们根本不知道到底哪一队会赢啊。
So that heavy piece of rock in their heart is still going up and down. They don't know who will win.
你们中间有一些人喜欢看球的。
Some of you enjoy ball games.
我看有的人喜欢篮球。
I saw that some people enjoy basketball.
有人喜欢看足球。
Some like soccer.
我发觉他们很好玩哦。
I find that that's very fun.
好像他不知道谁赢谁输，他那天晚上不能睡觉。
As if they cannot tell who is going to win that night, they cannot sleep.
你想想看，不过就一场球啊。
But it's just a football game.
大卫和他的部下。
But David and his subordinates.
这个谁赢谁输，这可是大事啊。
But who wins or loses, that's a big thing for them.
所以你可以想到他们心中那块石头够呛的。
So think you can think of that big rock in the heart is going to be so heavy on them.
大卫他们那个时候。
David at that time.
他们不敢讲谁会赢。
They didn't dare to say who will win.
因为大卫不知道扫罗曾经去干了那个笨事。
Because they didn't know that Saul had once done that foolish thing.
大卫也不知道说撒母耳已经告诉扫罗你明天就没命了。
Because David also didn't know that Samuel had told Saul that he's going to die the next day.
大卫他们没有读到撒母耳记上28章，懂不懂啊？
Because David did not read Samuel chapter 28.
所以他们根本不知道发生什么事。
So really, they didn't know what was going to happen.
对他们而言
，to them,
扫罗以前跟非利士人打仗都谁赢谁输啊
？Saul when he fought with the Philistine, who used to win, who lost?
一直都是扫罗赢的。
It had been Saul who was winning the battle.
所以他们不知道嘛。
So they didn't know.
那个年代
，in those days,
又没有 CNN.
There was no CNN.
又没有网路
，There was no internet，
又没电视
，There's no television。
那边打仗
，So when you're fighting there，
谁赢啊
？Who's gonna win？
谁输啊
？Who has lost？
你怎么知道
？How would you know？
根本没办法知道
，There's no way that you can know。
如果喜格拉离打仗的地方很近嘛，那还有希望，对不对
？If Ziklag is very close to where they fought the battle, that was still hope for them to find out。
喜格拉在哪里啊
？Where's Ziklag？
喜格拉在以犹大地的最南端。
Ziklag is at the most southern part of the land of Judah.
非利士人打他们以色列人是从哪边打呢
？And the Philistine when they were fighting the Israelite, where did they start？
北边。
From the north？
你想想看。
Think about it.
他们在那边打仗了。
When they were there fighting the battle.
打完了。
After they finish.
你还记不记得三十一章第七节怎么说
？Do you still remember in chapter 31 what the verse 7 say？
那里说住平原那边并约旦河西的以色列人见以色列军兵逃跑，扫罗和他儿子都死了，也就弃城逃跑。
There it says when the Israelites along the valley and those across the Jordan saw that the Israelite army had fled and that Saul and his sons had died, they abandoned the towns and fled.
所以战场上打仗没被杀死的人都到哪去了
？So therefore, on the battleground, those that have not been killed, where would they go?
逃了。
They fled.
旁边住的老百姓
or,
到哪去了
？And all the common people that live around there, where would
逃了？大家都在那边逃命啊
！Everyone is there running for their life.
非利士人现在赢了，不知道他要烧哪一个村庄啊
！And Philistine now that they have won, we don't know which village are they going.
所以每个人都在逃命啊
！So everyone is running for their life.
哎，请问你啊，大家都在逃命的时候
，So let me ask you, when everyone is running for their life,
谁会去给大卫报信啊
？Who would then make a report to David?
人顾自己都来不及了。
They don't even have enough energy to look after themselves.
谁会管大卫啊
？Who care about David then？
但是奇怪，这里有一个人。
But strange thing is that there is one person here.
他居然从扫罗的营里面跑步来找，才来给大卫报信。
He would actually run all the way from camp of Saul to report to David.
圣经学者告诉我们。
The Bible scholars told us.
这个人跑了三天的路啊。
That this person has run for 3 days.
天哪，叫你跑二十分钟怎么样
？Let me ask you to run for 20 minutes. How do you feel?
啊，还可以吧。
You can still manage.
两个钟头了。
2 hours.
有点受不了了吧
？You can't take it anymore, right?
三天呢
？But for 3 days.
要命的呀
！It's really going to cost you your life.
那我请问各位。
So let me ask everyone.
这个人为什么花那么长的时间跑步去找大卫？
Why did this person spend so much time to run to David?
啊？
Why?
他特别喜欢大卫。
Did he like David specially?
是吧？
Is that the case?
不是啊。
No.
请问你啊，那个时候非利士人到处在那边烧城墙啊，烧村庄啊，杀人啊。
At that time, the Philistines are burning villages and towns and kill people.
每个人都在逃命的时候。
When everyone is running for their life.
这个人不逃命啊。
But this person didn't run for his life.
这个人跑去找大卫哦。
But this person came, run to seek out David.
有没有想过为什么？
Did you ever think about why?
要请功哈。
That they want to really get some credit out of it.
在撒母耳记下第四章第十节那里。
In 2 Samuel chapter 4 verse 10.
那里这是大卫说这件事。
And there is David who's talking about this.
他说从前有人报告我说。
And once someone actually told me.
那个人谁啊？
Who is that man?
就是这个跑步来的这个人嘛。
This is this runner who came to David.
报告我说扫罗死了。
He told me that Saul is dead.
他自以为报好消息。
And he thought he was bringing good news.
我就拿住他。
I seized him.
将他杀在希格拉。
And put him to death in Ziklag.
这就做了他报消息的什么？
That was what I gave him for his news.
赏赐。
For the reward.
这个人冒着生命危险去报信，想要得什么？
This person risked his life to make a report to David. What did he want to get out of it?
赏赐。
Reward.
哎，记住哈。
Remember.
中国人有句老话。
Chinese has a saying, old saying.
人为财死。
A man would die for the wealth.
鸟为食亡。
A bird would die for food.
这个人啊，他真的很有商业头脑。
And this person has really good business sense.
大家都在逃命的时候。
When everyone is running for his life.
他发现。
He discovered that.
哦，现在有个发大财的机会啊。
There is now a good opportunity for me to make money.
我怎么去找到扫罗的皇冠？
How could I find the crown of Saul?
怎么找到扫罗身上的那个膀臂上戴的一个叫做那个叫什么玩意儿？镯子是吧
？A seal that he's wearing on his hand, his arm.
这两样东西啊
，this thing, that two things,
就是代表王权啊
，represent the sovereignty of a king.
这两样东西去卖已经很值钱了。
Just to sell these two things alone will gain some big money.
但是那个钱比起来啊。
But those money comparatively.
它真正代表的价值是没得比的。
The true value that it represents is incomparable.
他找到这个。
When he found this.
他一定觉得发了。
He thought that I truly have become wealthy.
我只要把这个送给大卫。
As soon as I give this to David,
那大卫要怎么奖赏我？
How would David reward me?
因为我把这个给了他以后，他就可以做王了。
Because once I give this to him, he can then become king.
所以他就冒着生命危险。
Therefore, he risked his life.
跑了三天的路。
Run for 3 days journey.
终于找到大卫。
Finally, he found David.
他去找大卫，他还花了一点脑筋哦。
He thought about it a great deal when he seek out David.
他有没有装作很忧伤的样子啊
？Did he pretend to be very sad?
看见没有
？Did you see that?
哦，这个人真的是不但有商业头脑，他还真会演戏啊。
Not only can this person have good business sense, he know really how to act.
他不但会演戏啊。
Not only does he know how to act.
他是他很会编故事、哦、
And he also know how to make up a story.
你看他讲的故事生动不生动
？Listen to the story that he tells. Is it lively or not?
哇，很精彩，对不对啊
？Very exciting, isn't it?
哇，那个军马、那个兵啊，人家的车都在追扫罗。
Talk about all the chariots and the armies that is chasing.
紧紧的追哦。
Following closely.
很危险的时候、啊。
Very dangerous.
哇，我奋不顾身冲上去哦。
And then I risk my life. I just rush up there.
然后我就成全了扫罗的要求啊。
And then I really granted Saul's request.
然后我居然在紧紧的追兵之下，还没有忘记把皇冠跟这个镯子带来哦。
And during that close pursuit of the army, I didn't actually forget to bring back the crown.
你看看这个人故事编得多像。
See how true that story that he has made up.
但你不要忘记哈。
But don't forget one thing.
大卫有没有撒母耳记上三十一章可以读啊
？Did David have chapter 31 of First Samuel to read?
有没有
？Did he have that chapter?
没有。
No.
大卫知不知道扫罗还有他的儿子怎么死的
？Did David know how Saul and his sons died?
不知道。
No.
他不知道的。
He didn't know.
我们今天这个是叫做事后诸葛亮啊。
Because we are the wise person after the actual happenings.
我们可以看撒母耳记上三十一章。
We can read 1 Samuel chapter 31.
我们还可以读历代志上。
And then we can also read Chronicles.
我们就知道说哦，原来整个故事发生是怎么回事。
And then we can actually tell how the whole story happened.
大卫跟他的部下啥也不知道。
But David and his followers, they knew nothing.
这个人跑来报消息
，and this person came and reported him.
啊，看起来又是好像真的
，and it seems to be real.
听起来也像真的
，it sounded real.
这些人一听
，and this person after they heard it,
非常痛苦
，they were in great sorrow.
就哭啊
，they wept.
就禁食啊
，they fasted.
他们。在这个骗人的这一个少年人面前
，and this very deceive in front of this very deceiving deceptive youth，
他们知不知道他们被骗了
？Did they know that they were being lied to？
他们不知道。
They didn't know。
他们相信这个年轻人说的话。
They believe this young person's words。
这个年轻人骗了。
This young man after he lied, he's deceived David。
他为什么这么骗
？Why did he deceive him like that？
他骗的目的是什么
？What was the purpose of his lying？
Reward。
He wanted reward。
他要好处。
He wanted to have benefits from it。
结果呢
？In the end，
他得到了什么 reward？
What kind of reward did he get？
咔嚓
！He was beheaded。
被干了。
He was killed。
哎呀，有的人读圣经读到这里
，Some people when they read the Bible up to this point，
冤枉啊
！He said, "Really, I'm being wronged."
他没宰扫罗呀
，He didn't kill Saul.
扫罗是自己杀自己的呀
，Saul actually killed himself.
怎么可以大卫让不公平就把他宰了嘞
？How can David treat him unfairly by killing him？
其实啊
，In actuality，
不要忘记
，Don't forget。
大卫宰他
，When David killed him，
是因为他自己说是他干的嘛
？It's because he himself said that he killed him，
对不对啊
？Is that true？
不但是他自己说的
，Not only did he say it himself，
其实坦白的讲
，But honestly， candidly speaking，
大卫宰他是遵行神的命令
，David killing him is to obey the command of God，
因为耶和华神。
Because the Lord God Jehovah,
在出埃及记十七章
，in Exodus chapter 17,
生命记二十五章
，Deuteronomy chapter 25,
那里都很清楚地吩咐以色列百姓
，and there has very clearly instructed the Israelite people
要把亚玛利人全部干掉
，to kill all the Amalekite people。
扫罗本来是有机会做这件事的。
Saul actually had the opportunity originally to do this.
记不记得
？Do you remember?
只是扫罗没干。
However, Saul didn't do it.
大卫现在遵照神的命令，把这个亚玛利人杀了，一点都不冤枉他。
So David now obeyed God's command to kill these people. It's not wrong.
我要问我们自己一个问题。
I want to ask ourselves a question.
在神要建立他国度的时候
The time when God wanted to build up his kingdom
神为什么把这十几节圣经摆在我们眼前
Why did God place these verses in front of us?
这些圣经告诉我们一些什么原则
What is the principle? What are the principles that these verses are trying to tell us?
我想这里有一个很重要的原则
I think here is a very important principle
那就是在神的国度里
That is in the kingdom of God
绝对不能够有贪心这个东西
There absolutely cannot be greed in there
保罗曾经告诉提摩太
Paul once told Timothy
在提摩太前书六章十节
In 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 10
贪财是万恶之根
The greed of money is the root of all evils.
有人贪恋钱财就被引诱离了真道用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
And some people, they are greedy for money and therefore they are going to suffering and they pierce themselves.
建立神的国度
To build up the kingdom of God.
贪心啊
Greed.
会把自己刺透了。
You will pierce yourself.
这是一个很明显的一个图画。
It's a very clear picture.
这个少年人
And this young man,
如果不贪
If he was not greedy,
他不会死的。
He would not have died.
你跟我
You and I,
千万不要贪。
We should absolutely not be greedy.
我可以告诉你们
I can tell you,
这个世界
In this world,
魔鬼
the devil,
他天天叫我们贪
Every day he wants us to be greedy.
很多新的东西
Many new things.
很多好的东西
Many good things.
再多一点
Just a little more.
再多一点
Just a little more.
再多一点
Just a little more.
游戏也可以再多一点
And you can have a little more gain.
钱也可以再多一点
You can have a little more money.
加班也可以再多一点
Everything else.Love can be a little more.
房子也可以再大一点。
You can have a bigger house.
贪。
Greed.
是要命的。
It will cost you your life.
有的人不贪钱哦。
But some people are not greedy for money.
他贪别的是吧
？But they're greedy for other things.
记不记得《使徒行传》第五章
？Remember the book of Acts chapter 5.
当教会刚刚开始的时候。
When the church first started.
有两个人
There were two people,
一个叫亚拿尼亚
and one is called Ananias,
一个是他的老婆撒菲拉
the other one is Sapphira
这两个人把他们的田产卖了
these two sold all their property
但是不舍得全部都捐
but they were unwilling to donate everything that they have
他们就留下一部分
they keep back part of it
留下一部分有没有错
Is it wrong to keep back part of it?
有没有错
Is that wrong?
没有错。那他们错在哪里
No, so where did they go wrong?
他们希望得到的好名声超过他们真实所做的。
Their good reputation that they want to have exceeds what they've actually done.
因为你记得哦，使徒行传第三章讲到巴拿巴是把他的财产卖了全捐了
Because if you remember in Acts chapter 3 Barnabas actually sold, donate everything that he sold
这些人是希望做一点点
These people hope that they will do just a little bit
但是他要贪那个更多的好名声
But they are greedy for the good reputations all the more of it
结果呢
In the end
贪心啊
，the greed
就带下欺骗
，brought down deception。
朋友，你收听的是《福乐人生讲坛》的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击。奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。